That's Bede looking at guys like fucking nerds.
Yes.
Did I get you? Almost.
I almost did a spit take. It dribbled down my mouth.
The following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian Bede Jermaine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the scene where it was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I'll tell you, that's a Canadian hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for XXX movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
Good evening, Walnut Lake shoppers.
It's closing time.
The store will be closing in 15 minutes.
But the night crew still has work to do.
Trouble.
Because there's one last customer who isn't satisfied.
No!
This creep keeps calling her. He's driving us nuts.
Leave me alone.
He wants to slash their prices.
Who's there?
He wants to cut their inventory.
You're crazy!
In fact, he wants to chop until they all drop.
I saw him kill Linda.
And now, he's turning their retail store...
There's gonna be one more killing here tonight.
...into a wholesale slaughterhouse.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the To Be Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D. This is the number one To Be-related podcast, hosted by two Australians and a Canadian, and we go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com, and we find a random film and do an audio commentary / watch along. I am your host, the one who is super, Marcy, and welcome everybody to returning listeners and new listeners. Hope you are all well. And of course, I am joined by the other Australian on the podcast. He is the best of the worst. With his taste in films, he is Bede Jermaine. Hello, Bede. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
Doing all right. As of recording, we are still in lockdown, and expect this to just continue for the rest of our lives. I don't know.
Indeed. We're going to be locked in our homes. We're not allowed to leave and see our loved ones again. And maybe that's a good thing because, you know, I don't want to see anyone anymore. So
yeah, no, I'm too terrified of the outside world.
Well, the good news is that you guys don't have to go to the grocery store.
Oh, that's a good point.
Look at that segue.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And as you heard, this is our Canadian portion of the To Be Tuesdays podcast. And the one who is the king of Pop4D, he is a professor of all things To Be, apparently, and weed. Please welcome Professor Batch.
Good day. So now, evidently, I'm not just a professor, I'm a king, because I know I got my BA from the Bobby Heenan School of Broadcast Journalism.
Yes,
so now I didn't know I was a monarch.
Yes,
so
you
that,
are.
That changes everything on this show.
Yes, you're the king of the Pop4Ds, and no doubt you will Pop4D us with some jokes on this episode.
I will try. So,
I just
love how on this show we go from like Voyage of the Rock Aliens, like terrible musical, to like slasher movie. This week with Intruder. We're doing Intruder this week, right?
Yes, we are indeed. And this week we had, obviously our pick was chosen by our Patreons. And you can, of course, sign up for just $1 US a month if you want to support us. And you get to vote in the polls and get early access and video versions of the To Be Tuesdays podcast is at patreon.com/supernetwork. And I picked four movies for our Patreons to pick from. For this week's episode, an Intruder pretty much won by a landslide. I was hoping for Pre-Hysteria, but that did not happen. Also on the poll was mazes and something. I can't even
remember. Thank God that lost.
And that mazes and monsters and white tiger.
And white tiger. So I picked one of different genres, and apparently, yep, this is the one. So, yeah. I've never seen this. I think maybe Bede's seen this. I don't know if you've seen it, Batch.
I've seen videos on the internet about it, so.
Oh. Well.
I have seen it.
That makes me an expert about this film, because that's all it takes now.
Yes.
Exactly.
You need to watch some videos, and that's it.
Exactly. Mm. I've seen it. I watched it for my 31 Days of Horror, I think, last year or the year before.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it might have been last year, because that was only around the time I was taking full advantage of Tubi.
Hey, now.
Hey.
And basically, yeah, this movie is definitely has a massive cult following behind it. Mm. I think it was mainly due to the kills in it, because the kills are very over the top and very creative.
I'm very excited.
So we definitely have a lot to discuss. And particularly as well, one kill in this film was the inspiration for a very famous kill that was in the first Fear Street movie that came out recently. So,
Intriguing. Intriguing.
Indeed.
Well,
indeed. So,
I'm excited. So, Bede, tell us how people can participate in a watch-along with this, or, how this, will sound pretty awesome, even if they're not watching the film.
Indeed. For all our listeners out there who have never listened to any of our previous episodes, first of all, how dare you? But what you need to do is go to Tubi, look up The Film Intruder. From what I gather, it is streaming in all Tubis everywhere, all over the world. So if you have Tubi, you'll be able to find it in Australia, Canada, and the US in particular. What you do, I'm going to count that from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But I'm pretty sure even if you live in a place that doesn't have this on Tubi, on your local Tubi, I should say, or if you don't have Tubi at all, I'm pretty sure the commentary itself will still be a fun listen to regardless. Although if you have a DVD or Blu-ray of the film, that could also help too. Mm-hmm. But however, since Tubi...
What the fuck's a DVD?
That is a good question. These are things I sort of wonder about. What is a DVD?
I mean,
though I'm on the...
Yeah, I mean, if you have this on VHS, go for gold. Like, put that on your video player.
Yeah, I know what a VHS is, but I don't know what a DVD is.
I'm trying to appeal to the TikTokers. What the fuck's a VHS?
Don't try to tell them about 8-tracks. But
if you got this on Laserdisc, pop it in.
Yes.
Exactly. If you have it on Laserdisc, pop it into your Laserdisc machine.
And there's the first called. Pop 4D.
Yes. Yes. But as I was saying, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads throughout their films on occasions. Sometimes they do.
Yes.
They did it on the previous episode, so we're hoping, fingers crossed, it doesn't happen on this one, but we shall see. But if they do play an ad, we will shout out ad, and that way you can pause the film, and then when the ad is over, we'll let you know, and then you can restart the film. But we'll also make sure to give timestamps just to make sure that way you can be in sync with the film. So,
all right. Yeah,
other podcasts would edit those out. We ain't editing shit, because we're going to be the full Tubi... Yeah. Experience.
You need the full Tubi experience. Otherwise, we're not taking advantage of Tubi.
Exactly. I mean, we could cheat and just pretend we're watching something on Tubi, but we're not going to do that because we're cool.
We're authentic, mate.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, are we ready?
Full disclosure, I just took 20 milligrams of an edible, so let's see how long it goes before this kicks in, because time for... no smoke this week, folks. It's mint. So Professor Dad is doing some science this week.
He's minting it up. All right. Yeah. Let's do this, bitches.
Let's do this. I'll count us down, and then we'll play the movie. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Let's hope it's playing. It's playing. Excellent.
And it's a Full Moon production.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what?
Yep.
Let's see some puppets and shit.
Damn it, I did not realize that. This is about our 10th Full Moon film.
There's a full moon right there now on the screen.
Full moon, head us up. We need a sponsorship.
Exactly. Although, to be fair, I don't think they I don't think they actually produced this film. I think they just mainly distributed.
Oh, distributed. Okay. More.
So yeah, at least I think so.
It might have a, you know, $5 more of a budget.
Exactly.
Wait, Renee Estevez, is she related to any Esteveses?
Yes.
How does she fit into this family?
I don't know, but she's like, she'd have to be the lesser known one for appearing in this movie.
Well, we already had a Carlos Estevez in a previous episode.
That is true. Can we say that...
Sam Raimi.
Yeah, with...
And Burst Ears, who stars in this film, he's now a director. He directed the films Igby Goes Down, 17 Again, and Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. So there you go. And as special appearances by Bruce Campbell. Our first Bruce Campbell film, even though it's only a cameo.
Okay, so she is the youngest... of the Estevez sheens.
Estevai? Is that multiple Estevez? Estevai? Was that plural?
Estevai. She is the youngest child and only daughter of Greg Nicotero, Robert Kirkman. Sheen.
Oh, indeed.
And Martin Sheen. Well, not the only child of Martin Sheen, obviously.
Yes.
First jump scare of the podcast, Mrs. Batch handing me my tea.
And what you were saying before, Batch, Greg Nicotero, Howard Berger, and Robert Kurtzman were the makeup effects people on this film.
So
it's one of their earliest films, I think.
So good makeup effects, apparently.
Yeah. And Lawrence Bender, who wrote this story, he produced Pulp Fiction and most of Quentin Tarantino's films.
Oh, is this that intruder movie? I always heard about that, like, with the start of, like, Quentin Tarantino. Like, some movie called Intruder. Is this that movie?
I believe this is it. Because there's a lot of people in this film that have been associated with his work over the years. Like, Burstos actually has a small role in Pulp Fiction. And Scott Spiegel, actually, the director and co-writer, he directed From Dusk Till Dawn 2, Texas Blood Money.
You know, the good one.
Yes. And he also directed Hostel Part 3.
The not so good one.
Yes.
Who did that, sorry?
Scott Spiegel, the director of this movie.
And he's, tight-knit with Sam Raimi.
Yeah, exactly. And I believe he actually co-wrote Evil Dead 2 as well.
He's played many a fake Shemp in his time, I think.
Indeed. Now, the question is, which one looks like Charlie Sheen of these two women?
Well, I like her hair. Look at, I can't fringe my Pia Zadora hair, sadly.
Indeed. I believe Renee Avestes is playing Linda. That's the character. Because every slasher movie in the 80s had a character named Linda.
It pretty much did, speaking of Evil Dead.
Exactly.
He be getting better or worse? Much, much worse.
See, girl, you should have double bagged that bag. Oh, now you have a plastic bag here.
He's not happy, old man McGee.
Old man McGee.
I think we should just do 80s movies just for the hair.
Exactly.
Because the only highlight is literally the hair.
Because this almost looks like Jennifer Aniston hair, like pre-Jennifer Aniston hair.
I actually know nothing about this movie. I just really liked the cover art, and that's why I picked it.
Yes.
What kind of grocery store doesn't have a guy just doing carts? That's his only job, is to do carts.
Yeah, like everyone has those.
Sinister music, even though there's no subtitles saying that. Oh, and doesn't he look like... Oh, it's Corey Feldman! Oh, wait, that's not him.
Jesus! Be Corey that's Feldman Bede now.
That's Bede looking at guys like, fucking nerds.
Yes.
Did I get you? Almost.
I almost did a spit take. It dribbled down my mouth.
We yes. always got to, Marcy.
Hating on nerds is my new favorite running joke for this show.
Bean is so angry at nerds. Oh my god.
Well, Ted Raimi's in this film as well, so
he's a nerd. Bean's going to get massive angry at him.
Oh, parachute pants. Look at this supermarket.
Look at this fucking supermarket.
There's not many people in there. That's not real life.
Fucking horseshit. There's no organic section.
Exactly. Where's the vegan section? Ranch market. That lonely lobster all by himself.
Nobody wanted to buy him.
Hi.
Don't do that voice.
That's what he would look like, he would say.
Hi. Do you like my leather jacket?
I like some cigarettes.
And I want to bash some nerds.
This dude looks like, actually, now that I think about it, he doesn't look like Corey Feldman now. He looks like Razor Ramon.
Razor Ramon. Bloody hell.
Look at this.
Fuck off!
Oh, that escalated quickly.
Wow.
Shut up, big level Jennifer Aniston.
You just hit the fuck off button.
Yes.
Fuck off.
And there's Jack Nicholson and David Cronenberg.
Wait, it does look like Cronenberg.
Is that really him?
No, it's not. Oh, it looks like him.
It looks exactly like him. I was questioning everything for a second.
Marcy, if I say somebody looks like somebody, it's most likely they don't look like that.
Yeah, it's most likely not at all them.
Exactly.
Oh, jeez.
I want to read that TV guide that they keep showing.
What the fuck's a TV guide?
Well, back in the wondrous 80s, there was this little book called TV Guide.
Jesus.
Her hair is so wavy. It's sort of like coughed up like that.
He's got that vintage WCW Chris Benoit hair.
Ooh.
Yes.
Be careful.
Cancel me, I dare you.
Yeah. I'm disappointed we don't have our closed captioning for this film.
Yes.
I'm going to be even more confused than I usually am.
I just looked at the trivia for this movie. The TV guy, which is prominently seen at the checkout line, is March 12th, 1988 edition.
Wow, someone actually knows the edition.
Does no one have a uniform at this grocery store? Like,
yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, what if you work at a grocery?
No one's even wearing a smock.
I know. Well, to me, this kind of
nothing.
Yeah, this kind of seems like what I guess a mum and dad supermarket. So it's not like a big supermarket.
Yeah, but this looks way too big for a smaller one. But then again,
you, then you punch me, Pepsi! And then I'll punch you again.
Pepsi!
Whoa! There's a lot of POV shots in this whole movie. We're getting POV shots from trolleys. We're getting kicked in the face.
As we call them in Australia, trolleys, as they're called everywhere else.
Oh,
shopping carts.
Oh, Sam Raimi!
The nerd!
Look at Sam Raimi, that fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd. Fucking nerd with his fucking butcher's apron.
At least someone's wearing a smock / apron.
Hey, Sam Raimi should be wearing his trademark suit, as he always does when he's working on a movie.
Do you know what I find?
The hat.
Oh, sorry.
What department does he work in? The guy with the hat.
The hat department. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I actually find really funny is the language differences of what we call things. Like for us, we would just say the supermarket. Everywhere else, it's a grocery store. And we say a trolley. Everyone else says shopping cart or something. And it's like so different.
Getting hungry. I want some cornflakes now.
At least we have cornflakes. But we don't have... Do you know what pisses me off? We don't have all the sugary, really nice looking fucking cereals.
It's kind of like Count Chocula's and stuff like
that. Oh my god, when my mom spent I don't know how much for Lucky Charms, and that was the best cereal I've ever had. Look at that nerd!
Fucking nerd!
He's looking up here where all the other nerds are.
My jock character.
Yeah, Sam Raimi's the jock of this movie.
He's the jock or the nerd.
Yes.
Okay, this movie's making me think back to a memory from when I was a kid. So my dad used to work at a grocery store. He used to do like the night crew. He was part of the overnight crew that stocked the shelves. But grocery stores used to be closed on Sundays back in the day. So he would sometimes take me, like, because he had to check on stuff on Sundays. And I would just get to run around the grocery store when it was all like closed up and all the lights off. It was creepy as fuck.
Yeah. My mom used to do the nighttime cleaning at the like supermarket, grocery store. I have memories of that for some reason.
I worked at a vegetable shop. Does that count as a little grocery store?
Totally.
You know what you did? You know what you did there, Bead? You made fun of fucking nerds.
Indeed. I just grab a tomato and throw it at their heads. Fucking nerd.
You just like vegetable.
Hey, Four Eyes, you want some arugula? Get the fuck out of here.
You want some celery? Have some of this.
He was the vegetable nerd killer.
Exactly.
I'm going to write that story now.
No, I can definitely see why they're using the setting of a supermarket at night, because this supermarket looks very creepy and dingy.
Yeah, like the back room or the attic of the supermarket. Yeah. I don't fucking know where we are.
Turn off every lights in any supermarket, they all look like this.
Yeah.
Mm. Although, the funny thing when you mentioned before, Batch, saying that your dad worked the night crew at the local supermarket, that the night crew was actually the working title for this movie before they changed it to Intruder.
So who's actually intruding? I have no idea what the fuck is going on.
We're introducing to all our key players.
Yeah, but who are they?
Well, that's Jack Nicholson with a mo.
Stop confusing me. Because you know I'm stupid.
I like this little window that he can just, like, open up and just look out into the grocery store. Now, I'm saying grocery store now.
That's about before there was such thing as security cameras.
Mm. Yeah, I keep forgetting, like, security cameras weren't really that big in the 80s. Like, they weren't as prominent now as they were then.
Yeah, it sort of was more like a 90s thing.
Hmm. Even though we're not being attacked by the killer yet, we're still going to look around and investigate like this.
Nerd!
Fucking nerd!
It's that fucking nerd, Ted Raimi!
See, now Bede would really, like, just throw him in a locker, just throw him in the trash can.
Well, to be fair...
To be fair!
Since we're at the supermarket, I would throw him in the meat locker.
You'd throw those watermelons at him.
Indeed. I throw the watermelons, I dunk it on his head, and I put some down his undies.
throw that fucking nerd in the cardboard compactor.
I like the fact that both Sam Raimi and Ted Raimi are actually acting in this movie together, which is kind of cool. Don't mind me, I'm just going to steal these watermelons. So Bede doesn't use them on me.
Then when the nerd said, "Oh, I'm being squished," I'd tell him to shut the fuck up, you pussy.
Oh, okay. Now I remember what they're doing, why they're sneaking around. They're looking for the guy who attacked them before.
Oh.
Because he's hiding out somewhere in the supermarket.
And they're looking for Chris. They're looking for Chris Benoit.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Look at all the beer.
I am scared. Oh!
Jesus.
Martha Robot is back.
Martha Robot needed to interject for some reason. She's very confused.
Gosh.
She's like, what's Chihuahua beer?
Martha, have you ever worked at a grocery store before?
I don't know. Has she? Martha.
Yeah, Martha, tell us.
Martha, do you work at grocery stores?
No.
No.
Okay. No. No harm in asking, right?
Yes, exactly.
I think she has something to ask, though. At least that's what she's saying.
Where's my melons?
Oh, Jesus, my God. Anyway.
Oh, Bob.
And I snorted. There's a first snort of the episode.
Marta, how big are your robot melons?
Jesus. Oh, it's
Mercy. It says here in trivia, Bruce Campbell, Sam Raimi, and Ted Raimi were all heavily promoted by Paramount as the stars of this film, but their names featured prominently on the video and DVD artwork. None of them actually are the stars of the film, but I suppose it's one way to kind of get people to check out your film by having Bruce Campbell in this movie, even though it's only a cameo.
I think Martha has something to say again.
My robot melons bring all the nerds to the yard.
There you go.
Fucking nerds.
So she'll get you the nerds for you to bash.
Oh yeah, by the way, this dude here, this asshole. He's like, I think he hit her ex-boyfriend.
So that's why he was forcing himself on her.
Pretty much. And kissing her chin for some weird reason.
But he's not the actual intruder slash killer, right?
Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't.
If it's not Linda, I'll be sad.
Exactly. Every Linda should be the serial killer of every slasher movie.
I mean, nothing much has happened so far aside from the nerds.
Nerds!
First of all, there needs to be Nicolas Cage in this movie.
Oh, no.
Why wasn't I cast in this movie? I could have played all the fucking nerds in this movie.
Because you were too busy doing Xanderly in the church confessional.
That is very true. Speaking of which, I better go there right now. I have someone there to bang. See you later. Bye.
Oh, great. There's a knock at the door. All this talk about nerds. Come in, Craven.
I just want to say I fucking hate nerds too.
See, Craven and I are on common ground here.
Craven knows.
Bid, you and I, we get along so good. I mean, all those fucking nerds and their bow ties and their suspenders. I mean...
their fucking glasses and their fucking, like, socks up to their knees.
What's up with that, man?
Fucking nerds.
Bye!
Exactly.
Jesus Christ. Ugh, the Beat and Craven show coming soon where they bash up nerds.
Yes. Seriously, the boss really does look like David Cronenberg.
It does!
It does.
And I thought it was at first.
Since everyone is dressed sensibly this episode, let's switch up the joke. Beat, how many patrons do we need for you to do a podcast with Craven?
Oh, jeez. Let's see. We'll do five more subscribers. We get five more subscribers. Craven and I will do a podcast.
Yeah, okay. Well, is that 5,000 more subscribers? Okay.
Yes.
Look at the nerd. Sorry.
They're all wearing checkered shirts.
It's rubbing off on me now. I'm like, nerds. A nerd's your mortal enemy.
Yes. This is like Friends. One of them looks like Jennifer Aniston. One of them could be Joey. And one of them could be Ross. Or Sam Raimi could be Ross.
Jesus Christ.
So is the store closing?
Yeah, well, the store's closing because I think, this is basically their closing down weekend. And I think something's going to be... They're going to move out and something else is going to take over, from what I remember. If I had the subtitles, I would know this 110%, but I think now that you say that, I remember that was part of the backdrop for this episode and why they're there.
So realistically, they should be having a going out of business sale, so there should be no products on these shelves.
Exactly.
Maybe that's why they're going out of business, because no one buys anything in the new Walmart decided it wanted to build there. Oh, we got a killer POV, maybe.
Oh, wait, sorry, wrong movie.
It's like, I need to make some phone calls.
Ew, no!
Oh, he's got celery! I think.
I'm so thankful he grabbed celery because I thought he was jerky off my head.
Would have given you more reason to hate him because he's getting more action than you.
Ew.
Well, too
bad. Fucking nerd. Nerd fucking.
He was trying to catch a kiss on during his work shift, so.
Yes.
I was going to say, Bede, to be fair, you're in lockdown, so yeah, he would be getting more action than you.
Well, to be fair,
fair.
Of course he was getting more action than me. This was 1989, and I was like 5 at the time.
I meant now.
Yeah, well, that is true.
And you're not 5 at the time now.
Yeah, exactly. And Ted Raimi is a pimp, so there you go.
So, it says Bruce Campbell appears in this movie. Is he, like, in 5 minutes at the end, he goes, well, my work here is done.
Yeah, I mean, why did they just name this place
Esmond? Cool glasses. I'm putting back my cool glasses now.
That would make sense.
I would have popped for Dean if he just bangs on the window and says, I need to get maxi pads for my wife.
Yes. Now, I think that's Linda, the girl back there.
Linda.
But which one's Melody?
I miss Night Killer.
When did they make a sequel?
We may have to do a second episode about Night Killer.
Yes. We need to do a whole podcast where we just watch it all the time.
There's that creepy ex-boyfriend again, just hanging out there at the door, wanting to get in.
He should have phoned her up and been like, Melody. Except that's
is it wrong that I'm kind of rooting for him?
I'm actually rooting for something to happen.
Like, seriously, he's just standing there.
Okay, we haven't seen it yet, but if this grocery store is like any grocery store, they should have a hot deli that sells fried chicken.
Yes.
Rah!
Oh my gosh, it's a magazine! No! I don't like that magazine!
Sting, jump scare!
Renee,
he's ringing! Ring! Say, Linda!
Linda! Fine, I'll ring that phone. Whoa!
Look, yeah,
it just say angle?
It's a point of view from the phone.
It's from the dial, the like, legit. It's a point of POV from the dial of the phone.
What the fuck is a dial on a phone?
It's like this thing where you put your finger in it and you dial.
You put your finger in it, eh?
What you do is you put your finger in and you turn it around in a circular motion.
What are you fucking describing, Bean?
You do it like this, and then...
It's even worse on video. This is why you need to be on Patreon.
So this is why I'm describing it. So you keep doing that.
No. You kids today with your fucking smartphones, and you had to finger a telephone.
You had to pleasure the phone in order to make a phone call.
Indeed.
If you didn't do a good job, it would just be like...
I gotta add.
Add.
Oh, add?
The phone would beep.
2410.
2416. So we're slightly 6 seconds ahead. Let us know when the ad is finished. And
I think this is... Yeah, I'm back. 24, 12, 13, 14... 15 and 16.
Excellent.
There we go.
There we go. Should all be caught up now. Quick ad. That was good.
Meisterbrau.
That's what you got to give to your phone when you finger it.
Look at this fucking note. Can't even lift the box.
Fucking lightweight.
Smell of the bread.
Ew. Going down the S thing there, whatever it's called. I was going to say escalator, but that's not what it is.
It's not an escalator. That's like the box compartment. I don't know.
Yeah, like you just throw it down the shaft and the thing.
Oh god, they're like, taking moves. Drugs.
You just go down. So you go what down? You just goes down the shaft.
It goes down on the shaft. It goes down the shaft. It goes down and it gets the. And then once it reaches the bottom, and that's where the box goes.
No.
So you go down the shaft into the box.
Exactly.
Is that the sperm? I mean, what are we talking about?
Master, you ruined the joke. We were using sexual innuendos, but you had to go way more filthier than it needed to be.
Way to make it dirty, Marcy. I was talking about groceries.
Yeah, I'm the one who made it dirty. Like,
because down there, that's where you find both a box and some melons.
Well, there are a box and melons there.
Exactly.
That's how you get the nerds. Didn't you hear Robot Martha voice?
Indeed. Damn Martha Robot.
Well, she needs to be around sometimes.
Hurry up with the killing already!
I know, no one's dead yet. What is this? We're half an hour in.
And he's going back up the
Now he's going up the shaft.
He's going up the shaft.
You go up and down the shaft. That's what you're supposed to do.
Oh, I didn't know that's what you were meant to do. I've been doing it wrong all these years.
And exactly.
I've just been kicking the shaft.
And what happens in this movie? You keep going up and down the shaft, you'll get a very special surprise at the end.
It might involve melons.
Exactly. All these camera angles are weird.
Everything has a camera angle with this.
Who puts
even the light fixtures here have camera angles.
Who puts Oreos next to the bread?
I want Oreos now.
So you get the bread, and then you put the Oreos inside, and you can have an Oreo sandwich.
Is he at the shop?
I'm telling you, I'm not Crispin Glover. Believe me.
Doesn't look anything like Crispin Glover.
But he's almost got that 90s boy haircut, that dude there.
This is more like a bowl haircut. Actually, that was literally my last haircut.
Yeah.
Yikes.
That must have... I wonder if all the legal issues they had to get, like, to make sure, like, they didn't get in trouble with all the products that are featured in this film.
Like, they asked anybody.
That is true.
If anything, I don't understand why anyone would be upset if there's product placement just in the background of something, because it advertises your product. Unless you're murdering someone with a Pepsi can, then I'd understand if that was bad.
Why is everyone still here? Their shift is done.
Yeah, they're really not actually doing anything, are they?
Nobody's getting paid at this moment.
And they're not eating any fried chicken that I can see. I'm very disappointed in them.
Indeed.
What happened to the nerd?
I'm just disappointed that Sam Raimi and Ted Raimi aren't in the same scene yet.
What did we watch recently that Sam Raimi was in? Oh, The Stand miniseries. Yeah.
Yeah.
Came back to me straight away.
Exactly. As you can see, young children, back in my day when we had supermarkets, you had to walk 50 miles in the snow to get to one.
Okay.
Even though he's not 80 years old.
When I was your age, I had to walk 10 days to go to the supermarket.
He's wearing a gold watch too. He must be rolling in the dough at the supermarket.
Well, he sold it off to Walmart, I think. I don't know.
Yes. Yes.
Where's the fucking murderer already?
Yeah, we're about probably 30 minutes into this movie.
Yeah.
We're almost halfway through this movie. And nothing has happened.
And no one's been killed yet. Although, once the killing starts, that's when it gets glorious.
And no one's in a ridiculous outfit that we can be like, Bede, wear this outfit. Maybe the wigs for the hair to add to your wig collection. Yeah.
Yeah, the wigs in this, like all the hair in this movie could be my winter collection.
Actually, how much? I mean, how much? Oh, geez, this cop cop's been dead for 20 years. He hasn't realized.
Look at these old ass cops.
Ben. Sorry.
I was going to say, these guys are way past their one day left till retirement. Their one day left of retirement was like at least 20 years ago.
I nearly did a spit take. Bede, what? How many Patreon subscribers for you to dress up as Ted Raimi's nerd and then bash yourself up in the video?
2 more subscribers.
Only 2? Sick.
Well, it's a pretty easy costume to put together.
I'll make 2 fake one accounts. No, I'm kidding.
Look at this pervy cop.
Now they're pervy. I mean, they are all like white men.
They're like 90 years old.
I just have to go get my old man Viagra.
And they don't know how to open a door.
Well, do you know how to open a door?
Not really, no.
No.
What's a door?
I really want Oreos now.
Corona!
Oh, no, not again! It's starting again!
Fucking Corona.
Wasn't there, like, a point every week there was a Corona reference in everything we're watching, and now it's happening again?
Yes, both on this show and other shows we were doing.
I don't like it.
Oh, her nose is bleeding.
That's because she didn't keep her finger out of there.
Ew.
Look, if you don't pick up on the Simpsons references, people, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Melody!
Melody!
There's the trash.
That's where Bede puts the nerds.
I put them in all these boxes. My son is a nerd!
I
turn the nerds into boxes. And I put little glasses on them. Just so you know, they're nerd boxes.
Can someone explain something to me? What's this thing I keep seeing on the socials with those milk crate boxes? What the fuck is up with that?
It's like a milk crate box challenge, I guess, from what I gather. I mean, I didn't look into any of it because it looked as dumb as hell. People stacking milk crates and I guess standing on top of them. I don't know. I don't follow what the kids are doing these days. They're all
these
stupid.
TikTokers.
If anyone can tell me what it is, please hit me up on my non-existent TikTok. Or
He's got a knife!
Oh.
Don't kill her, she's an Estevez! Oh, they got the melon.
That's a big long melon.
This is an innuendo.
That is not how you cut watermelon.
No, exactly. It really isn't. Ew, he's eating it! Bede, dispose of the nerd!
Don't worry, the nerd will be disposed very soon. Although, I think the movie was trying to say, like, the girl, since we saw her about to get stabbed and then go into the shot of the melon, I'm going to assume that the killer stabbed her in the boob.
Okay.
I don't know why. I'm just assuming.
Keep assuming, because I don't know. I actually have no idea, to be honest.
This little, like, paper thing, you know, where you... I don't know, what do you call that? Like the...
A nerd.
The spike. You throw your papers on it.
A spike?
Yeah, but I think there's a proper name for it. What is it?
a spike?
Yeah, we'll go by spike. Now that's being prominent right now, I think it might be used later in the film. It's foreshadowing.
That makes sense. Sorry, I jumped on the on TikTok. You can find us on TikTok at the Super Network. We haven't updated for a while, but I will.
Find me at Badge Prop 40 on TikTok.
I'm looking up this milk crate thing. Oh, it's found.
And there was like a POV shot of the bottom of a trash can. Why?
Milk crate challenge.
This is where I put the fucking nerds.
I'm gonna put these fucking nerds in this trash compactor.
I'm very confused as to what this is.
Marcy, it's a slasher movie. There's a reason to be confused.
Oh, not this. I'm talking about this milk crate thing. What are people actually meant to do? I'm trying to look at these videos and I don't get it.
It's a Gen Z thing, Marcy. Let's not look further into it. We're too old for that shit. Fucking Gen Zs. These are the same kids who eat Tide Pods last year. Let's not worry about them.
Yeah, I have no idea.
All right, there better not be any slasher killers around here.
I still don't know what it is. They're just stacking. They're stacking milk crates. Yeah, I'm getting on TikTok right now. Sorry, what's happening in this movie?
Nothing's happened in this movie so far, Marcy, except for this weird camera angle, which is like going like.
I'm
this.
So confused.
That was the POV of the door handle. Oh.
Pretty soon, uh-oh, her lipstick's gonna have a freaking camera angle.
I think the tap is gonna have its camera angle. It's gonna be very awkward if we get a camera angle from the toilet or the urinal.
Mm. What if we get the killer's dick angle?
POV. Yeah.
Don't give this movie any ideas.
All right, who out here was playing with my boxes?
Why is this belt buckle the size of Mars?
His belt buckle's the size of a WWE championship belt.
No, those were the aliens last week. Oh, it's a puppy. A doggy. No. Her boobs are gonna have a point of view soon. What the hell is he doing?
What did I tell you about being a peeping Tom without me?
What the hell is got? Is he spying on her getting dressed?
Yes.
I may be a creep, but I'm not a scumbag.
He's got a hammer? Oh, he just punched him. The hammer!
Really. Oh! Ouch!
He just smashed him in the head. Back to Bede's favorite character.
This fucking nerd. He got smashed in the face with that hammer.
Yeah, that did not look pleasant.
Indeed.
What the?
Door handles.
Is that what it is? A fucking door handle.
Well, it's like angles are everywhere. This movie should have been called Angles the Movie.
Yeah, seriously.
Why is she still at work?
Why? Wasn't she wearing that before? I'm confused.
She was. Okay. She had to change her top.
Yeah, but isn't that the same outfit she was in? Ooh, Oreos. Give me the Oreos!
Oh, okay. I know the reason why they're still there, since the store is closing. It says here, the owners of Gabba, the night crew, announced they're selling the store and the staff will lose their job. The employers are assigned to mark down all the stock in preparation for the news. That's why they're still there.
Okay, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
But yeah, so that's stock taking and making sure where everything is.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that bottle.
Now we're seeing life through the bottle.
So I'm going to be like when those edibles kick in.
And of course, we can't see the killer's face.
No. Where's that spike?
But he was wearing a leather jacket.
Help me, Viggo Mortensen's trying to strangle me again.
We're closed.
Do we actually get to see these kills?
Oh, that was an interesting shot. Like, literally, the products just went like that, and then camera just went through. Why, yes, I am interested in long-distance savings. Very interested.
Here we go.
Our first kill in the movie. Oh, wait. No, second kill, sorry. No!
Oh!
Piece of paper! Oh, right in the eye.
What is this, a Fulci movie?
Yes. Still got to do my taxes.
Well, as they say, death and taxes, so.
Yes. Got to do your taxes as you die. Oh, look at that shot. The blood just covering up the light.
Like, I give it credit for these sort of unique shots, but they're a bit much. I get it for, like, the kill sequences and a bit of, like, the killer POV, but most of it isn't the killer POV. It's just a POV.
It's a POV of all the products in this store.
And more needs to happen in this movie, because we're, like, halfway through. We've only had two kills.
Indeed. And one of them was Indeed. And one of them was Renee Avestes, so she's out of the movie now.
No. Well, that's a bit sad. Oh, she's crying. Aww. And we get a point of view from the water in the bucket.
Actually, that's not her crying. That's just signaling that a T-Rex is coming.
Just about to make that joke.
I'll give you credit. Back to you thought of it first.
No, I was going to say it's a 90s website. Remember when everyone used to put the water effects on their photos?
Yes.
You don't do that?
I forgot what that was called.
What are 90s effects?
And it was what you put on 90s websites.
What are 90s websites?
You know, the websites from when you were a kid.
Even though I've only just met you, I'm going to start kissing you right now. Hello, I'm gonna jack off back here.
Ew, speed.
Third time today. All right.
No, they literally have. Oh, ew! No! It's what he's doing. He's doing it.
He had to say it. You had to say it, Bede.
Hey, he was legit doing it. I was just making a joke, but he is legit doing that right now in this scene. Oh wait, now he's making his move. I gotta go closer, because I like to watch you guys.
Ew!
And they're seriously making out and having sex on the counter of the supermarket.
He wants to be in the front of that Eiffel Tower, if you know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
He does, actually.
Look, I like that there's a type of beer just called beer.
It's beer.
Bear, bear.
Bear, bear.
To be bear.
To be bear.
To be bear. Oh, God. Is this guy going to jack off as well?
Gotta put all these cornflakes away. Where's Lucky Charms?
That is not how you put them away.
He's like just throwing them in there. He's not even stacking them properly.
Ew, there's an eyeball in there. Oh, God. What if he eats it?
When did that get in there?
I guess the killer must have just threw it in there randomly?
Apparently.
Oh, I hear a slicing sound. Oh, well, the knife disappeared in the background.
Fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd. That's not how you use a knife, nerd. You know who can tell you how to use a knife? Me, Giles Bronson.
No!
And I'll tell you how to use a knife. If you're going to kill nerds, you got to get the knife and do this. Especially if they murdered your family.
No!
I want to come to the grocery store. Oh, that nerd just got hit in the head with an axe.
Oh, he got stabbed in the head. And his headphones fell off. Like, they split apart and fell off. That's safety first, knives are sharp. Please be careful. That's a good joke.
I get an ad.
Oh,
you got it, Dad? Pause.
We are at 4401.
4354.
Okay. Well, I'll leave mine paused, and then you let us know. So who are we predicting is the killer?
I think it is the Lucky Charms mascot.
Oops, are you back?
Actually.
I'm back. 4355.
Oh. 4402.
Boom. 4402. Yep.
Excellent. So, B, do you think it's the Lucky Charms mascot?
Yes.
That's called the Leprechaun movies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is interesting. According to trivia on IMDb, which may or may not be factual, at at one point in pre-production, Toby Hooper was originally set to direct this film.
That's actually very possible.
Hmm. I can definitely see that.
Hmm.
Let's see.
Nothing like eating M&Ms with and using bleach.
So far, who's been killed off in this film?
So we had Renee Abessez is gone, the manager, and now Ted Raimi's gone.
Okay.
Oh, and the other guy, the dude with the mo, I think, but I don't know if he's actually dead or not.
He's the killer then, isn't he?
Maybe, maybe not.
No, he's the killer.
Honestly, even though I've seen this movie, I can't remember who the killer is.
I know who the killer is.
Yes.
It's the mustache guy, I'm sure. Well, it's not the nerd.
Well, the nerd's dead now.
Well, you should be having a party.
Actually, that wasn't the serial killer. That was me. I took out that nerd.
Yeah, I figured.
God damn it, Bede.
It had to be done. Fucking nerd.
Well, Sam Raimi's not dead yet. He's got to be next.
I'm now very sad that Sam and Ted didn't get to have a share a scene in this movie.
Because he's not going to be the killer.
Oh, he found the glory hole.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to throw a ladder on you. The guy is right there. How is he not looking?
Oh, that small little ladder scared me.
The shadow of the guy was right there, as if he didn't see him.
Exactly.
It's the mustache guy.
I'm just gonna like put price labels on all these beer cans, even though I can just put it on the box themselves.
Even though it's physically impossible for him to be the killer because the killer killed a woman and then he was in the manager's office the very like next scene.
They don't care. That is true. He's the killer. This movie doesn't make sense.
Oh, we haven't figured it out. How do we tie this movie back to our previous film, Voyage of the Rock Aliens?
They shopped at this supermarket. I mean, I don't know.
Jermaine Jackson is going to come in the third act with a musical number.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what this film needs.
Also, why is there a mist in here? Oh! Is that killer? Oh!
It's just an arm!
Look at that blood! Oh, look at the blood gushing everywhere. Damn it, that was my favorite shirt. Tell my mom to... I love her and my friends to get rid of all my porn in my room. Ugh.
So was that the wanky?
Oh, chicken!
Uncooked.
Fried.
It may not be fried chicken, but it's still chicken.
Was that the jerking off guy that just got killed?
I think so.
Okay.
Don't mind me. I'm just going to be creepily walk back here. You can't see me.
So I'm guessing he's not the killer.
Tim, is that you? Tim? I'm not talking Malibu accent, man. Too amusing, Tim. What the fuck is he talking about? What is that accent? He's like hiding back there. How can he not see him? Tim, stop messing with my boxes.
What about my beer-branded beer?
Where is my Brie-branded...
Bria?
Bria? You better not be dead, man. Do I sound like the dude? Whoa!
He's gonna make
Wait, I don't want any beer.
He's gonna make him drink all the beer-branded beer.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, I got scared by that beer can.
Doo-doo.
Oh, is he actually going to stick him in there?
Actually, there's not many people left, so maybe it's the sexy couple that were trying to have sex with everyone around for some reason.
We don't want anyone to see us having sex, so let's better kill them all off.
Yeah.
No! No!
I'm not a nerd! I'm not a nerd!
No. I'm not a nerd! Don't do this to me! No!
Yeah. This is what B does to you if you're a nerd.
Yes.
This time on the hydraulic press channel, we're going to crush a head.
Yes. On the hydraulic press channel. Oops. Oh, wait, he's not dead yet, channel. But he will be dead.
POV shot from plastic wrap. Okay, we get it, full moon. We know this is a production of yours. Stop showing the full moon.
This meat looks like it's been there for about 50 years.
And it doesn't look like a cold locker either. It looks like it's like...
This is what it looks like in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Mm.
Like, just grimy.
Yeah, I can imagine it probably stinks in there.
Mm.
Smells like nerd.
Smells like nerd!
Nerd!
The meats hanging are just all the nerd's beads killed. He skinned them. I nearly got you!
That was a spit take. That was a gleek.
That was a gleek!
Well, from the looks of it, Hannibal Lecter's order is almost ready. Hey, yeah. It's a hand and a... Ah! That was Hannibal Lecter's order back there. Oh, no, no! I don't want to be hung! Oh!
Yeah, I said Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Well, I guess Army of Darkness won't be made. More bloodshots, POVs. See, look, there's water coming out from the meats. Well, we can tie this back to, like,
people. It's her and him.
So that's easy. Yeah.
Wait, were they the ones making out? I can't remember, but it's her.
Yeah, they were the ones who were making out, yeah.
Well, I'm guessing anyway. I don't know.
I just like that's just called laundry detergent.
It is just fucking branded laundry detergent.
Here you go.
Here.
Another hand.
Here you go, lobsters. Here, lobsters, have a hand. My back is killing me.
That's how Bee decapitates nerds.
The spin-off of this movie, Cannibal Lobsters.
Yes.
I'm going to write that movie. What the?
Oh, okay. Okay, I know a way how we can tie this back to Voyage of the Rock Aliens.
All right.
The killer in this movie, depending on who it is, escaped the insane asylum that Michael Berryman
was in as well. Yes. Okay. Yep. Perfect. Yep. That makes sense because they escaped there and they're now doing like a murder spree here.
Yeah. Michael Berryman and the other guy went off their own way, and the third guy who we didn't see who left after them went to this supermarket and started killing people.
Mm.
Or may work here.
Yes, exactly. Oh, good point. May work here.
I finally went crazy.
Yes.
And he's like, I want to kill, 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 kill.
The person went crazy because this supermarket was closing. Where am I going to get all my food now at discount prices?
I want my discount prices now. Hello, I'm not quite Johnny Depp, but please, look at my hair.
Oh!
Now it's his own point of view.
What's my name? Randy or Bob? I don't know.
Oh, shoot.
Uh-oh.
Is it going to be a
dead
body?
Witch of the West, though.
Who's taking a shit in here?
Oh my gosh, it's a pair of feet! Pig's feet.
Why would they be pig's feet?
Because he's a dumb nerd.
Apparently this is a joke they've done before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked
up. I can imagine that. Especially if you're, like, working in the meat section of this shop, that you probably, like, fuck with people all the time using meat to fix.
Can you imagine if we worked in, like, the butcher or something? I'd be grabbing, like, intestines and, like, hiding it in Bede's hand, in Bede's handbag, in Bede's backpack or something.
Ew.
I'd be so mean. Ah!
It's a mask.
Ah, it's Christopher Lloyd.
Who threw the Christopher Lloyd mask at me?
Why are there masks in a grocery store?
I guess those are like they sell at Halloween time.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, supermarkets go all out for Halloween. Even the local ones I go to always go.
I guess this is the attic with the leftover decorations for some reason.
Exactly. Because there's Christmas decorations up there too. I like how he's still using a flashlight when it's so fucking bright in there already.
Yeah, I know. It's like blinding me right now. I'm blinded by the light.
Oh, the boss is up there. And he's somehow still alive.
Oh, yeah, his eyeball got taken out and then someone put it in that jar.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't that eyeball because it was intact.
Ah, oh, true.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Split open. Yeah, okay. All right, and I don't know
then. Boyfriend.
Okay.
Miss Bouvier! Oh, wait, wrong.
Mrs. Bouvier!
Why does this glass have to be soundproof?
That's actually been used so much in movies since this as well.
Indeed.
Help me! Help me! No.
You're supposed to help me, you dipshit! I'm docking your pay!
I think the mints have hit batch.
Early speculation. I'm here. It's still good.
Early speculation.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Uh-oh.
Whee!
Judo kick.
He's got a cleaver.
Judo cleaver.
Ah, that cleaver didn't do much.
What the fuck? No. Oh, they're dragging him.
No.
Ah!
No, I don't want to have sex with you. No!
Bede, get your mind out of the gutter. No,
look at this guy's great.
He's a nerd.
A bigot.
Don't be a nerd. Nope. Take it like a
here
nerd.
We go. Here comes the film's most famous scene.
Is this the bread slicer?
Yeah.
Ah.
I don't want to be one of the bread.
Yeah. These are really solid effects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did these ones again?
K and B, Greg Nicotero, Howard Logan,
right.
Robert Kurtzman. Yeah, this was one of their earliest films. Yeah, because they did Day of the Dead and Evil Dead 2 just prior before this.
I mean, I don't think this had a very big budget, but these are like, you know, the gore effects and stuff are fucking really good.
The product placement paid for it all.
Yeah, pretty much.
And talking of falling, some of it fell down.
Indeed. No.
This store, you wouldn't see this store today because they actually have toilet paper.
Indeed.
And I don't know why this is still a thing that everyone grabs.
Toilet paper would be gone.
I still never understood that in all this COVID bullshit. Like, why do you need so much toilet paper?
That's like, exactly. The shops aren't going anywhere. They're not going to shut you down that you can't get groceries, for fuck's sake. So stupid. There's beer branded beer again.
Beer branded. Now in Italy, this movie's title was Terror Senza Volto, which translates to terror without a face.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's what it sounded like, but your Italian was terrible.
Okay, well, I apologize for that.
I'd have to look it up to read it like properly.
Okay, maybe I have to speak. It is as Italian. You got to speak like this and do this with your hand.
You gotta say boppity boppity boppity.
Boppity boppity bop.
I like it the part with the eyeball.
And then Charles Bronson.
There's my spaghetti
Italian.
And meatballs.
And basically, Charles Bronson, his Italian accent is like, I'm Charles Bronson. This is my Italian accent. Bippity boppity boppity, I shoot you.
No.
Because you murdered my family.
No.
I should have been the security guard with a gun.
If I was there, all of this would have ended within 5 minutes.
No.
Late girl, look, that there's a hand in that lobster tank. How can you not notice it?
Those lobster tank are
what
those lobsters
is
in that tank
up
are not
with
hungry.
Those parachute pants. She's definitely the murderer. Her ex-boyfriend drove her to madness. Ah!
Ew!
I don't like things that involve eyeballs in movies. It just, nah. I'm very sensitive.
Wait a second. That wasn't my eyeball that I crushed.
What the fuck?
Here, have some meat. Here, have a leg.
It's what became of the last nerd B didn't like.
Allegedly.
No!
Allegedly.
No, not Sam Raimi.
He won't be able to make Spider-Man movies.
I was just about to say the exact same joke. I'm going to hide in the cool room.
Ladies and gentlemen, the final girl.
Yes.
Who's also the killer. I'm just saying. That's my prediction.
That's the twist of this episode.
I've changed my pick for who the killer is about 5 times.
Okay, if she was the killer, would she be, oh, there you are. Where she put Ted Raimi on the hook. Mm-hmm. Or Sam Raimi on the hook.
She has to act for the cameras.
Okay.
Exactly. Mm. See, this is like from her point of view. Mm. She's driven to madness.
Mm. Oh, there's some legs there. Whose legs are those? I don't know.
Look at that half a nerd.
Bede's like, the only good nerd is a half a nerd.
Exactly. Or ones without glasses. Oh, that meat's moving.
Wait, what was that joke on The Simpsons with Rainier Wolfcastle talking about his nerd son or something?
Yes. My son went to a fancy East College, and then when I got to see him, I found out he had turned into a nerd. It's like, ah, I'm laughing. Wow, that's a great comedy. I'm laughing already. It is not a comedy.
I'm horrified to find out he becomes a nerd.
Can you imagine the Sam Raimi just hanging there throughout this whole scene?
He doesn't even look dead.
Give me help. I need to get... Sam, what are you doing? Just hanging around?
Just hanging around, man. I'm practicing for Spider-Man. Fucking hell.
Exactly. Open up the door. Kraven is after me.
Hey, whoa. I did not kill anybody in this movie. That's libel.
Kraven just wanted the boobies.
he wanted the parachute pants.
I've got like 4 pair.
She fell down the thing.
Ah! Oh, he's half off. That's why he's in 2 pieces.
It's a good joke.
That is a fucking funny joke. I like it. No, not that hand and foot.
Fresh fruit box.
Oh, that's okay. I didn't like that guy. Oh, keep going. Ooh. Down here. Whee!
This is all timed so perfectly well, isn't it?
Right down the shaft.
It's down the shaft again.
It's like my favorite thing in slasher movies where the final girl runs into all the dead bodies and they're all like stacked up like they're just waiting for the fight. And this is like, you know, like I'm just going to make sure you time all these bodies.
Jesus, Bede, you fully decapitated the nerd.
Well, that nerd fell to pieces. Oh!
And therefore it ties into pieces.
Exactly.
And there's the milk crate challenge again.
Is that the same car from the Evil Dead series?
It might be.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Knowing Sam Raimi's in this movie, sides would point to yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, if he was going to make a movie that, like, all bets were off, he'd make Sam Raimi's Crash, but with real car fucking. That's how much he loves that car.
Oh no, he was my favorite boyfriend I made out with!
And this was his favorite beer-branded beer.
I don't know why they have, like, this beer-branded beer when they actually have legit beer surrounding all.
Maybe it's meant to be, like, the supermarket brand beer, and it's all generic?
Yeah, that's probably true.
Because we have, like Coles brand or Home brand or whatever. Maybe it's just that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm assuming, but it's still funny.
See, he had to make sure that head was in that part of the fridge so she could open it up, too.
Does this dude not know how to open a door?
To be fair, they are. To be fair. The door was locked.
And the lights are off.
Yeah, the lights were off the entire time. How on earth are they working in the dark?
See, she's the killer. She just murdered him.
I just wanted to give back your Hanson CD. Ugh.
Jesus.
You were my favorite ex-abusive boyfriend.
Sorry. That's just what it sounds like. Where did she even stab him? It barely looked like she hit him.
Yeah, so, we went in the throat.
No.
He's just it's just a flesh wound.
It's still good.
I've been meaning to make up this joke. Clean up in aisle 5. Aisle 5, couple dead bodies. Aisle 5, clean
and
up, please.
And 7, and the back, and the meat counter, and the many puppets.
And as Stone Cold would have said, price check on a jackass.
Yes.
My favorite SmackDown segment of all time.
Since we had so many dead bodies here, everything, all our food items are now 80% off.
just wipe the blood off it, so.
Exactly.
Half off, all you nerds.
There should be a slasher movie where a nerd is the killer. Like, legit has to wear the big glasses, the bow tie, the suspenders.
Sure there is somewhere, Bede.
If not, Bede's going to make it, and you'll be the final guy. It's the mustache guy! Hello? I said the mustache guy!
Well, it's very obvious he's the killer. He's on the fucking poster for this movie.
Well, I didn't realize, because it looked like a way older man.
He's a hard 25.
That Canadian hard 30.
Yep.
You're going to be safe. I'm going to kill you now, so it's okay. Oh, he's alive. So this movie is basically going to say the abusive asshole ex-boyfriend is going to be the one who's going to save her in the end.
Yes.
What kind of message is that to send to people?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I may be an abusive asshole, but I'm not as bad as the guy who's going around killing people.
At least I didn't kill someone with a bread slicer.
Exactly.
True debt. True debt.
Come on, we got to get out of here very soon. They're going to film the new Fear Street film here. Wait a second. I haven't been wearing a uniform this entire time. Oh, now she notices he's got blood all over him.
Okay, so I should always stick with my initial instincts. He was totally the killer and not the girl.
Indeed.
I mean, he disappeared for legit half the movie.
Whoa. He's like doing that, chasing after her, like jumping on the checkout.
He's a parkour champion.
Yes.
He's going to price check this bitch. Okay.
He's pulled out a hair. Look.
Yeah, it's because he's got bloody hands and everything will stick to it.
Exactly. Of course he was going to be evil. He had a mustache. Evil mustaches.
Now he's going to monologue.
He has to reveal everything.
Now I'm going to spend the next 20 minutes to explain why I'm doing what I'm doing.
I'm assuming it's because of the sale of the supermarkets.
Yes.
Oh, and he got carried away. Oh, she spits on him.
But Ew. I'm into spitting.
Ew. Go away, weird man.
See, this is. I still connect this movie back to Voyage of the Rock Aliens because he was in that same insane asylum with Michael Berryman. And
I could buy that. To be fair.
To be fair.
Thank you.
To be fair.
Thank you. It's not a Tubi Tuesdays.
I just hit you over the head with this
fizzy drink branded fizzy drink.
Oh, now they're going to have to get a mop and clean that up.
Look at the size of that popcorn.
We don't call
that is popcorn.
We don't call them popcorn in Australia. We call them chazwazzers.
Yes.
I want that bag of popcorn.
Look at it. Look at the size of it.
What the? She wet. She peed her pants. I mean, I don't know. I'm just
he just found the he just found the brand watered water. The brand watered water.
Water branded water.
Exactly, that's what I meant to say.
Uh-oh, she's got a nosebleed again.
Stop doing that cocaine.
It's a hell of a job.
Jiffy Pop Pop. It's the same Jiffy Pop popcorn from Scream.
You know, I've never seen one of those in my life.
Yeah, we don't have those in Australia, type of ones you just put on the stove. Mm. No, we just put ours in the microwave. I mean, why would you want to have those when you have the giant, like, bags of it about this
big?
Yeah,
I want a garbage bag full of popcorn.
Exactly. Yum, yum, yum. It was making me hungry.
Mm. You got the mint munchies.
Nom, nom, nom.
Nom, 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 nom. Nom, nom, nom.
If I follow this trail of piss, I'll be able to find it.
Let's hope he doesn't start licking it up.
No.
I don't kink shame. Just for the record.
Also, another reason why he's a killer, he's wearing double denim.
Oh.
Almost a Canadian tuxedo.
Yes.
He needs the jacket.
That popcorn costs $3. If that money was made, like, in today's currency, it'd probably be $30.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing.
We are in our third act, and Bruce Campbell has not showed up yet.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And he's top billed.
Ew, it's
she got her period. She got her period.
Ew! No!
That's the worst thing you could say to Bede, a period. Period blood.
Why?
Menstrual cycles!
Stop it!
Oh my god, he doesn't like that popcorn.
I'd prefer my popcorn with butter!
Jesus.
It can't be that hard to cut through the popcorn.
This film overall so far, not too bad. I've definitely
I've
definitely seen worse slashes. But I've absolutely seen better. Yes. So it's kind of middle of the road, I think. It's entertaining enough, I think.
Hmm. I can definitely understand why, but I can definitely understand why it's got the cult following, mainly because of, like, you know, having all these people involved with it, and also the kills as well, particularly the bread slice kill.
Mm. Like, they're very, I'm very impressed with how they pulled all these effects off.
Mm.
Like, those are good shots as well. Mm. Like, good money shots, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of visual style in this film that kind of makes it stand out from other slashers that came out at the time, especially at this period of the 80s, because this is 89 and slashers were on their way out at this point.
Mm.
Doop, 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 doop. I'm gonna do a dance. Oh my gosh, someone dropped the bread.
Oh no, I was just about to say that.
I was just about to say that. I would laugh my ass off if we put it back.
Yes.
Fruit Loops!
I guess you could say that the killer is a Fruit Loop. But
fuck off, dude.
He's a neat freak.
There's Lucky Charms and Frosted Flakes. I love
without
Frosted
Tony.
Flakes.
Where's Tony?
Where is Tony? There's Trix. Trix.
Oh, because they're no name Frosted Flakes.
Yes. Ah.
Where's that knife? Quick, use the wheat to kill him. Yeah, the wheat's going to kill him because he's gluten intolerant.
For fuck's sake, Bede. And you're like, I hate people who are gluten intolerant. Fucking just as bad as nerds.
Hey, you leave the gluten intolerant people alone, Marcy.
I was saying that's how you would feel towards them.
This is the fucking nerds that we need to be worried about. How strong is this glass?
I was about to say, yeah.
I was thinking the same.
I mean, this is a rundown small little supermarket / grocery store. They don't have bulletproof glass.
Hmm. Maybe she's just weak. Because it's been a stressful... No, I mean, it's been a stressful evening.
That is true.
Oh, look, it's the bird.
Hey, I'm here for delivery.
How did someone kill him from outside? Come on.
Actually, the bread guy, that's the director. Scott Spiegel.
Oh, is it?
That's a cool shot.
Yeah, that is.
I like that.
How did he get outside so quickly?
Bonk.
How did he teleport from outside to the manager's office earlier?
I don't want to work here anymore.
I like that this shot too, because it looks like the blood's on her face too.
No, it does have some good visuals. Sorry.
all this trouble just to get her to work an extra shift.
I know. What the fuck, man? I've got this big knife.
I mean, I've seen a lot of knives, like, you know, but I've never seen one that big around in, like, houses or anything like that. I've seen butcher knives, of course. I even have one here somewhere, but not that big. That's like a fucking sword.
Yeah, I know. That's massive.
Is that your nerd killing knife, Bead?
Yeah, it is.
Maybe.
Instead of night killer, it's nerd killer.
Nerd killer.
And he rings them up and he goes, nerd.
Nerd. No, it'd be like ring up and say, Poindexter.
The killer should be Donald Gibb.
Yes.
That is nerd. Totally Bead. Yes. That's not it again.
I believe Donald Gibb is still alive, so I'll cast him in my nerd killer movie.
Yeah.
Ah! Here, have a head.
I have David Cronenberg's head.
Hey, he's doing it as a puppet.
I know. He's
here,
lost
baby,
it.
Have some. He's lost the plot, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Stab him.
Why was she going to go stab the head? Damn it.
Ow.
Knife's my only enemy. Not the handle.
Now listen, lady, this knife is used for cutting bread.
Oh my god, she's near the tampons. Nah, I don't know. I just wanted to freak Beat out again.
Well, they need to clean up all the blood somehow.
Oh, true.
Soak it all up.
They gotta use the heavy flow ones.
He's legit eating a sandwich.
With his bloodied hands!
Yep. Why? I don't know.
It was the style at the time.
What happened to the abusive boyfriend? Because he got up, didn't he? And we haven't seen him since.
Apparently the little song he was singing before about sandwich in his hand and that was previously used in Raising Arizona. That same speech.
Okay.
And, of course, there's connections there because the Coens actually have worked with Sam Raimi on projects as well.
Mm.
I don't like the fact that the abusive asshole may be the hero of this film.
No, it's not good.
Maybe he could change, Bede.
That is true. He saw the error of his ways once he realized, like, all these people were getting killed.
He's
beating him with a head!
What does everybody want?
Head!
Can you imagine being hit like a seven head? Because a head on its own is about the weight of a bowling ball. So that'd be like being bashed by a bowling ball.
Yeah, but he took out the brain and stuff, obviously.
Well, that is true, yeah.
It's just a hollow head by this point.
Damn window, open up.
And the garbage can where Bede stores the nerds is right in front of the window.
There's at least four in there at the moment.
They're all just Ted Raimi.
Exactly. And his variants from other multiverses.
They're even nerdier.
Girl, just run forward, not around the side! Oh, wait, you're going to your car, never mind. Damn keyword. Ah!
Not Linda! How'd he get under the car!
This is what Charlie Sheen's doing.
None of this would have happened if Ash Williams would have worked at this grocery store.
Right?
Exactly.
I'm guessing Bruce Campbell shows up like right at the end. Again, my work here is done. What work? He didn't do anything.
If Bruce Campbell showed up to save the day at the last minute, if he had Deo Maxa Campbell.
Oh, there you go.
There's the money shot.
Ah, my chest.
I got a pain in my chest.
That knife just went flying out of his chest.
Yes.
How?
It's a movie, Marcy. Let's not question these
things. Sorry, a wizard did it. Okay.
A wizard did it. And Lucy Lawless is married to Sam Raimi's longtime producing partner, Rob Talbot, so it's all connected.
Oh, shit, it is. They're all connected.
Okay, I better ring up until I'm not coming into work tomorrow.
Let's turn my back to the killer.
Kiefer Sutherland's on the phone. Okay, I don't want you to move. I got my gun on you right now.
There's an obscure reference.
Yeah, I know. Whoa! Ah, no. Kiko's smashing into the...
She smacks into the phone.
Oh, this is the same phone booth from Voyage of the Rock Aliens. Voyage of the Rock Aliens, well.
There you go.
Yes.
And Night Killer.
Yes.
It did the rounds.
All right, I'll let you in to take a call in a second. Just wait 5 minutes.
She's waiting for Melanie.
There
we go.
How the fuck is he hitting him with that?
Right in the hand.
Right between the fingers.
That was my favorite wanking hand.
Bede, enough of the wanking. We know you're sexually frustrated.
This hack is dull as shit.
What a very hacky movie.
I have to say, it's been a lot of fun. Good times, this movie.
Damn, I got all this nerd blood all over me.
Nerd.
It tastes like nerd!
Nerd.
Blood shots.
Bede, who's your most hated nerd?
That is a good question. Which fucking nerd do I hate the most?
Now put the weapon down before you get shot by the cops.
Do you know who this dude is making, like, reminding me of? I think it's his hair.
Oh, there we go.
There he is.
Oh, Bruce Campbell.
That guy looks like, with his hair, Kenny Omega, and I think it's just the mullet.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Bruce Campbell looks like he's getting a bit too frisky with this guy. And you know how this ties into? He's from Maniac Cop.
Yes.
Somehow.
This was the prequel.
Mm. Well, they're going to take his word for it now.
It wasn't me. So even it's got, though I got all...
It's got one of them bleak endings, eh?
Stop. Ow!
He didn't read them their rights.
Mm-hmm.
That arrest is not going to stand up in court.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure once the police actually look around the whole building, they're going to see evidence that really points mainly to that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's also producer Lawrence Bender.
Oh, that's him there, yeah.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Ugh. I'm going to quit this job and go work at S-Smart.
I'm glad he got this movie. Feeling.
I like how this movie goes, like, zooms all the way out so you can barely see that.
Oh, he's alive! Ah!
Oh my gosh, they're gonna make a sequel! Oh wait, no, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
No, she was just, she was just scared of the nerd.
Exactly. Fucking nerds.
Coming up next, head of the family, demonic toys, and evil head.
And Sam Raimi plays Randy.
Randy the nerd!
Randy the nerd.
And there we go. Oh, Greg Nicotero was Townie in Car.
Exactly.
I thought that was him, actually.
Yeah, they should have that as Shemp. Lovebird, what a do.
All right, we'll stop this.
Yeah, well, that was Intruder.
Yeah.
Our Patreon vote pick.
Yes, thank you to all our Patreons who voted on the poll. And I hope you enjoy the episode where we watch this movie. I didn't mind it, to be honest, to be fair. Actually didn't mind it. That was a fun little silly movie that I think we had fun watching. So not too bad. Yeah, that wraps up this week's episodes of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. As usual, you can find us at our base of operations at supermarcy.com, the home of the Super Network and the many other podcasts we do. You can find all the info of where you can find us in the show notes and description. But you can look up the Super Network on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, TikToks, Instagram. You'll find us one way or another. And if you want to follow me personally, you can do so at twitter.com/supermarcy. Or you can find me on something like Letterboxd under super_Marcy, I believe. Bede, what about for you?
People want to find me. They can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/BedeJamine or my personal writer's page on Facebook at facebook.com/TerribleAussie. And of course, you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns.
And Professor Batch, where can people find you this week?
You can find me every Tuesday on Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, where me and the one and the only Mr. Mark Chevalier recap all the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the very beginning to present day. You can also find us on Pop4D, brand new podcast feed with the very first episode of The Wrestling Tapes, where we do commentaries for classic movies with any movie with a professional wrestler in it. So that will be dropping very soon. You can find me on the TikToks at Batch at Pop4D, as well as my socials at Multiverse5. That's Multiverse FIVE.
And there we go. Please check out all the Super Network offerings and all the Pop4D offerings, as well as Web Tales. So, guys, another week, another podcast. We continue to live in lockdown while Batch has some freedom and some mints, so, you know.
Not much!
Yeah.
I may have a little freedom, but I got some mints, so. Yeah.
Exactly.
And, until next time, I've been Super, Batch has been minting on the mints, and Bede has been...
breath, okay.
Bede has been terrible, as usual, and remember... next time you go to the grocery store / supermarket, bring a knife just in case the mustache guy is the killer. Goodbye, everyone.
See everybody. Bye.
I want popcorn.
Me too.
I'm just crazy about this store.
Intruder.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy shark do 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 do. Surfy shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.